This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Tom Hartman joins me on the long line. He is the host of the Tom Hartman Program, which you can listen to Monday through Friday right here in Central Virginia on our sister station, WVAX 1450 AM. It's an honor, truly, and a thrill to welcome Tom back to this program. Tom, how are you, sir?
Hey, Coy, I'm great. Is this the real Virginia?
Yes.
I just have to make sure before, you know.
Actually, here in the People's Republic of Charlottesville, I think we're not quite as real as our rural neighbors that encircle us, but we do our best.
You know, I've lived in big cities and I've lived in towns of literally 300 people, and all of America is the real America.
Yeah, I was playing in the last hour the comments of Barack Obama that he made in Richmond, by the way, at a rally at the Richmond Coliseum about an hour from here. And as far as I'm concerned, I took to be the most important things he said in this entire campaign when he got up and he said, there is no real Virginia. We're all Americans. We're all in this together. And I don't care where you live or what color you are or how old you are or how much money you have. I was really moved by that.
Yeah, we're all real Americans. We're all, you know, and everybody in Virginia is a real Virginian, and everyone in here in Oregon is a real Oregonian, and, you know, where I grew up in Michigan, everyone there is a real Michigan. I mean, this who's real and who's not real, it is just the most pathetic attempt at divide and conquer politics, and we've seen the Republicans pull this off ever since Richard Nixon trotted that dog out with his silent majority stuff back in the 70s. And I'm sorry, after 30 years of it, 40 years of it, I guess now, Americans are saying enough. You know, we're tired of being split apart, you know, torn asunder from one from the other for some politician, some hack politician to get elected. You know, enough already.
You could argue, I guess, that tactic is not really in keeping with the theme of country first. As a matter of fact, it sounds a lot more like the Bush administration theme, you know, if you're not with us, you're against us.
Yeah, it's absolutely, and it's antithetical to country first, unless you're saying, oh, it's our part of the country and not your part of the, you know, it is tragic in the 21st century, in 2008, to hear this kind of pathetic politics being played by a major political party. And frankly, I think it's going to come back and bite them in the butt.
We're talking with Tom Hartman, host of the Tom Hartman Program and also best-selling author. His books include Cracking the Code, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class, and of course, What Would Jefferson Do?, one of my favorite books. Tom, give us your thoughts about how things are going now with the Obama campaign and the McCain campaign, generally speaking, strategies and message and all that kind of fun stuff.
Well, the Obama campaign's strategy and message are pretty transparent. They're trying to be as inclusive as possible. They're running basically kind of a Dwight Eisenhower campaign. Eisenhower in 52 ran on the peace ticket, actually. I've played his commercials on my show, and I need to do it again, where they have this elephant moving across the stage with a drum, and it just, you know, is he beating the drum? He's saying, vote for Eisenhower, vote for peace. And, I mean, that's literally, you know, he's met the world's leaders. He can get them working together. We can talk with other nations. Vote for Eisenhower. Vote for peace. That's the ad verbatim. It's a 30-second spot or a 15-second spot. And that's what Obama's been doing. The Republican strategy has been pretty clear. It's to try to carve out areas where they think that they can win. It's a two-part strategy. That's one part. And identify them as real and scare the hell out of everybody else or else demonize everybody else, at number one. And number two, it's to prevent people from voting. It's to stop as many people as possible from voting, whether it's, for example, in a half a dozen states now, if I lived in Indiana, for example, my voter registration card says Thomas C. Hartman. My driver's license says Thomas Carl Hartman. So if I lived in Indiana and I showed up at the polls, they'd compare the two and they'd say, I'm sorry, you can't vote. It's not a perfect match. And, you know, my street address is literally is slip 18. You know, it's a certain address and then slip 18 because I live on a houseboat. But on my driver's license, they don't have, you know, it doesn't accommodate the word slip, so it says apartment, APT. And so, again, I wouldn't be able to vote for that reason. And they're using this absolute match to try and knock as many people off the voter rolls as possible.
We're talking with Tom Hartman of the Tom Hartman Program. You can listen to his program on our sister station, WVAX, right here in Charlottesville in Central Virginia, each weekday from 12 to 3. Tom, we've been hearing from the McCain campaign, though, that it was the Obama campaign that threatens democracy with the efforts of Acorn to register people who shouldn't be registered. But you're saying something different. You're talking about actual voter suppression techniques.
Absolutely, and I think there's something really important here to note, and that has been missed in all the arguments, and that is that Acorn didn't register anybody to vote. Acorn never registers a single person to vote. What Acorn did was they accepted voter registration applications. Those are submitted to the Secretary of State's offices in each state, and it's the Secretary of State who registers people to vote. In all cases, it's the Secretary of State who says this person is eligible to be registered to vote or not. And in many cases, when Acorn hired people to fill out these registration cards, these applications to be registered, some of the people who were working for them filled out fraudulent ones with Mickey Mouse or the Dallas Cowboys, you know, opening lineup or whatever it may be. And Acorn, noticing these things, was in most states, you're required by law. If somebody fills out a voter registration card and you are acting as an agent of that person, you are required by law to submit it, whether you think it's legitimate or not. And so what Acorn would do is they put a post-it note on it and say, this one we think is no good, or these 50 we think are no good. And every single case so far that has been identified and much ballyhooed in the media and much, you know, ranted about on Lou Dobbs' show, every single one of those was identified by Acorn themselves before they were submitted as the law required to the Secretary of State. And 2 years ago and 4 years ago, Acorn successfully prosecuted several of their own employees for attempted registration fraud, and actually what they were prosecuted for was defrauding Acorn, because Acorn paid them to actually register or fill out registration applications, and what the people did was they didn't. Nobody thinks that Mickey Mouse is going to show up to vote in Florida. Nobody thinks the Dallas Cowboys are going to show up to vote in Los Angeles. It's a non-issue.
So why is the McCain campaign saying that this is the greatest threat to democracy?
Because with the voter disenfranchisement that they're doing across the United States, they've knocked over 1 million people off the rolls in New York State. They've knocked 600,000 people off the, or excuse me, 100,000 people, 120,000 people off the rolls in Colorado. I mean, all across, as they did in 2000, they knocked 83,000 people off the rolls in Florida just before the 2000 election. Virtually all African Americans. They're doing it selectively. They can do it county by county, which is how it's being done in many of these states. And they know which counties are more likely to be Democratic, and so those are the counties where they go in and they say, if your driver's license and your Social Security information don't exactly match, or if your registration and your Social Security don't exactly match, you can't vote. They're doing that. They're trying to steal the election by what's called election fraud. And Karl Rove 101, accuse your opponent of what you are trying to do. It goes all the way back to George Bush running against Ann Richards and accusing her of using slurs against him. And then he ran an underground campaign push polls, you know, phone calls, robocalls, saying, would you still vote for Ann Richards if you knew that she had a lesbian affair? I mean, you know, which she didn't, you know. And so you accuse your opponent of what you are trying to do. They're trying to steal the election, and so they are going to accuse Democrats of trying to steal the election.
Tom Hartman is the host of the Tom Hartman Program. We're honored to have him on the program. You can listen to him each weekday from 12 to 3 on our sister station WVAX. He's also a best-selling author. This is really interesting stuff, and I remember reading recently there was some recent efforts on the part of the Republican Party in Ohio to do just this kind of thing, but they were ruled down, right?
They were, and now the Republican Party has sued again. They were knocked down by the U.S. Supreme Court, and so now they're trying to take it to the state Supreme Court, which seems like it wouldn't make sense, because the U.S. Supreme Court has authority over, you know, is a higher authority than the state Supreme Court. And in fact, there's no way that they could win it. But if they can force the Secretary of State, if they can tie them up, then they can get these 200,000 voters that they're claiming they don't have an exact match on. They can get those pulled out so that those people have to vote on a provisional ballot, which may not be counted until several weeks after the election once the thing works its way through the courts. So again, it's voter suppression. This is what they're trying to do. By the way, I'd add one other thing. You ask why they're screaming so loudly about Acorn. I think another reason that they're doing this is their end game. This is their post-election strategy. They're already assuming that John McCain has lost, that Barack Obama is the president, and they want to try to delegitimize his presidency from day one, so that the Republicans in Congress, when they don't go along with his agenda, when they push back on the things he wants to do, the mantra is going to be, he wasn't legitimately elected, he stole the election, therefore we're not going to cooperate. And they're going to have a small fraction of America that's going to believe that, particularly after all the hysteria that we've seen from Lou Dobbs and others, and all the right-wing talk show hosts. There's a small section of America that's going to believe that, and it'll have some legitimacy. Frankly, it's something I thought Democrats should have done in 2000 and 2004, but they, you know, Democrats play apparently a little higher game than that.
We're talking with nationally syndicated radio talk show host Tom Hartman. You can hear him on our sister station, WVAX. Elizabeth is on the line in Charlottesville. Elizabeth, thank you for your call. You're on with Tom. Go right ahead.
If anyone that's committing voter fraud, it's the Democrats.
Oh, yeah? How so, Elizabeth?
And I'm getting a little sick of your liberal...
Elizabeth, how are the Democrats committing voter fraud?
Acorn is all over Charlottesville. You don't see any conservative groups trying to register voters.
Well, actually, there's a conservative group out here.
Elizabeth, let him answer the question. Go ahead.
There's a conservative group out here that just got arrested for voter fraud. It's, in fact, the only organization that's actually been busted for voter fraud, because what they were doing is going up to people and saying, would you like to sign a petition against, you know, to make the laws tougher against molesting children? People said, yes, I'll sign that petition. And it turned out what they were doing was changing their voter registration from Democratic to Republican. And this guy just got busted, and he took $150,000 from the McCain campaign. So there are conservative organizations out there, quote, registering people to vote, end quote. But what's wrong with registering people to vote, Elizabeth? I don't understand.
We lost Elizabeth. Elizabeth, thank you so much for the call. But I guess the larger point is this, Tom. There are truly a lot of people in America who really believe, they're wrong, but they really believe that Acorn registered Mickey Mouse to vote.
Right. Acorn, as I said, Acorn never registered anybody to vote. They got the applications filled out, submitted them to Secretary of State's offices, and it was Acorn who identified the Mickey Mouse and said, you know, this is wrong. Don't do it. And, of course, the Secretary of State didn't. And, you know, this is not voter fraud. Mickey Mouse, voter fraud is when somebody shows up and tries to vote and they're not entitled to vote. It's not legitimate that they vote. I mean, you could argue that the technicality of voter fraud, you know, for example, Ann Coulter registered to vote at the address of her real estate agent and apparently a dear friend of hers, rather than at her home address. She did that because she, you know, a voter registration is a public record and she didn't want anybody to know where she actually lives. I understand that. But under Florida law, it's also voter fraud. And so, you know, but I don't see anybody arguing that Ann Coulter should be put in jail. The bottom line is that if Americans who really are Americans, I don't think anybody wants somebody who is, an illegal alien here, but if Americans who really are Americans want to vote, they should vote. We should be celebrating that. We should have as many people voting as possible.
We're talking with nationally syndicated radio talk show host Tom Hartman. Tom, what is the what's the latest on? A lot of news is coming out of Florida and Ohio, where they're doing some early voting and problems with some of the voting machines.
Yeah, and West Virginia in particular, there's a number in two counties, half a dozen people now have reported. We're trying. There's this thing called videoyourvote.org, where they're asking people to go into voting machines, into the voting booth with a video camera or a cell phone that, you know, has a camera built into it, because people are reporting that they're pushing the button for Barack Obama and the machine lights up the John McCain light. And, when they get to the final thing, it says, thank you for voting for John McCain. And we've got reports on this now from four different states and about 12 different counties. And oddly, one so far, we've got one report of people pushing the John McCain button, and it says, thanks for voting for Barack Obama. So, A, the machines are screwed up. This may not be evidence of a hack, and it's just, lousy machines. Except that, other than that one example, they're all, flipping the other way. We're also seeing very long lines down in Florida. Some of the lines are 5-6 hours long to vote right now, and this is, way out from Election Day. So
that's just to vote early.
Yeah, just to vote early.
God, and what does that mean? What does that portend, do you think?
I think it means that Election Day is going to be mass chaos. It's not going to be, as it was in 2004 in Ohio, it's as it was all over the country, actually. And this tracks back to, again, the efforts by the Republican Party to diminish the vote. As Paul Weyrich, the Republican strategist who led Ronald Reagan's campaign and worked on the Bush campaigns, all three Bush campaigns, he said, you know, we don't want people to vote. He said the elections are not won by the majority of people. They never have been. And frankly, our leverage in election goes up as the number of voters goes down. That's the Republican position, because they understand that a party that represents the interests, exclusively represents the issues of people who earn over $250,000 a year, is a party that, when you have a very large electorate, is always going to lose elections. And that's why the Republicans did lose so many elections, until they reinvented themselves as the party of anti-abortion and
God's gays, guns, abortion, all that.
Yeah, and what's so odd is here you've got the anti-abortion party that had the presidency, they had the Supreme Court, they had the Senate, and they had the House, and they never passed laws to ban abortion. Why? Well, because they really don't want to ban abortion, and they really don't want to ban gay marriage, because as long as those things are out there, they've got something to run against and get poor suckers like Elizabeth to vote for them, when their real agenda is to make sure that the millionaires and billionaires, which is what makes up the leadership of the Republican Party, continue to get their tax breaks. Keep in mind, if you are a millionaire or a billionaire, and most of your income comes from capital gains or from dividends, which is the case with most very wealthy people, your maximum income tax rate right now is 15%. That's the maximum income rate for millionaires and billionaires. Whereas my income tax rate, your income tax rate, Coy, you know, assuming that, you know, you, like me, you're a member of the American middle class, our top tax rate is 33%.
So you're actually charged more than twice for money you earn actually working versus money you earn when you don't do anything, you just have it in the market.
That's right. If you make money by owning stock and you get paid dividends, which is, you know, how George Bush earns the majority of his money, how Dick Cheney earns the majority of the several million dollars he made last year, if you make your money sitting on your butt around the pool waiting for the dividend check to arrive in the mail, the maximum income tax rate, this was the second Bush tax cut, the maximum income tax rate for dividends and interest income, excuse me, dividends and capital gains income is 15%. And it's graduated at that. So if you made, say, $50,000-$60,000 in dividends, and you may only pay 4 or 5%. If you make millions, then the maximum rate you pay is 15%.
But if you bring this up, people have been trained to say, "Well, you're just talking class warfare now."
Yeah, it is class warfare. They declared war on us. Class of millionaires and billionaires declared war on the rest of America, and they got their tax rate cut down to a maximum of 15%. And if you say, "Oh, we don't think that's right," people go, "Oh, wait a minute! You take money away from rich people, they won't give me a job." Well, I'm sorry, that's nonsense. People don't create jobs out of the goodness of their heart or because they want somebody to work. People create jobs because it's going to make them more money. If there's a demand for a product and you need more people to make that product, you're going to hire them as a businessman. If there's not a demand for a product, you're not going to go out there and say, "Gee, I got an extra, you know, $50,000 in tax breaks this year. I think I'll hire somebody." That's nuts. You know, the whole Republican argument betrays a complete ignorance about how business works. And again, they get poor people like Elizabeth, who's probably never run a business, to believe that there's some truth to it. I can tell you, as a guy who's run a number of businesses, multi-million-dollar businesses throughout the course of my life, that I have never, ever created a job just because I had some extra money. On the other hand, I've hired a lot of people because I was able to sell the products that they were making or the service that they were providing at a profit.
Tom Hartman is a nationally syndicated radio talk show host. You can listen to him every day here in Central Virginia, Monday through Friday, from 12 to 3 on our sister station, WVAX. Tom, thank you so much for making time for us. I appreciate it.
Coy, great talking with you. Thanks so much for having me on.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.